Tanya Catan, I want to start with asking you, how do you describe yourself?
How do I describe myself?
Mm-hmm.
Scrappy, motivated, excited.
No, when you look at like your web presence and people talk about you, it's, oh, she's a comedian, she's a this, she's a that. Mm-hmm. What do you say? How is what I do for a living?
Oh, gosh. I just say, are you hiring? And I'm open for opportunities that involve drinking coffee during the day and checking emails. So those are my skills. Sterling.
You and me coffee, right?
Yeah,
I bet you like gourmet coffee.
I need a cappuccino.
Okay.
I need it in Italy. So that's what I like. I mean, so.
That's an expensive cup of joe.
No, actually, it's cheaper there. The flight's expensive, but the coffee's cheap.
So have you started a little Italy in the valley yet?
No, I started a workshop in Italy, so I get to go every summer. It's creative writing, walking,
so
and
so the rest
drawing.
Of the year, what do you do?
I work at Scottsdale Museum of Contemporary Art.
Okay.
I guess I kind of challenge the rules of a contemporary art museum. So my job is to bring in programs that have no business being in a contemporary art museum.
Okay, in my circle, in my new definition, that's called community engagement.
My background is in theater and creative writing, nonfiction. So I didn't grow up, I went to museums, but not necessarily contemporary art museums. And I always felt like I don't know enough about contemporary art to engage with it or feel comfortable around it, or it's weird. And so I decided with my job that my mission was to bring in people who may not be inclined or maybe freaked out by a contemporary art museum and invite them in. And so Lit Lounge is one of those programs where, who doesn't like storytelling? I'm trying to create ways that will get people into a contemporary art museum without freaking them out. And then once they're in, they go, oh, wow, this is a whole new world to be explored.
So Lit Lounge was your idea?
Yeah.
Okay. And you've mentioned storytelling and music.
Yes.
What are the boundaries of the music side? Anything?
How do you mean boundaries?
Well, I mean, you could have a cellist playing the cello suites. You could have an alternative band. You can have a folk singer. Da, da, da.
The music, I love music. Actually, that's the what inspires my writing and everything I do. I wrote an entire play listening to Bach's cello suites over and over and over and over and over and over again. It was a very emotional piece. But anyway, I did. I honestly am inspired by all kinds of music. And that said, within a contemporary art museum, I can actually present musicians who aren't just like rock and roll. And in fact, in the Smoka Lounge, it's sort of a small venue, seats 100, can accommodate a band of three or less. So I've had a cellist, Amber Gore, but she's sort of like a rock and roll cellist, for lack of a better description. So I have everybody like in the Most of Lit Lounge on June 26th. We have local favorites, There Is Danger and Where Are All the Buffalo? Are winning. So Where All the Buffalo play accordion, ukulele, and perhaps keyboard with feet or hands. I'm not going to say. You'll have to come and see. So there's the whole range. But that said, I consider the music in Lit Lounge to be the backbone of the evening. So they provide support to the writer performers. Their music will weave in and out of each writer-performer telling a true story.
So I want to remind everybody that the Thursday 7 p.m. event is happening not in Lit Lounge this time around, but the bigger venue at Scottsdale Center.
Yep, Scottsdale Center for the Performing Arts, not at Smoka, where it usually is housed.
And next day is?
Is two workshops, creative writing and performing workshops, with comedian and author Danny Klein Modisette. That's from 12 to 2. And the second one is from 6:30 to 9 p.m. with Beth Lapidus, as seen on Sex and the City.
Thanks for all you're doing. It's really cool to have something fun happening at a fun place anyway. Smoke, I love everything they're doing. It's just so cool. But Tanya, thank you very much.
Thank you, Sterling.